This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. So no matter who you are, no matter what you've achieved, if you're anything like 99.99999% of people on this planet, it's likely that you've got at least one thing about your life that you'd like to change, right? Maybe you want to get up an hour earlier to go out for a jog before you head out to work. Maybe you want to take your business to the next level. Maybe you want to find a meaningful relationship. Regardless of what you want to change in life, one thing is absolutely clear. When it comes to change, change requires action. Right? To change anything in life, we've got to be willing to tweak our approach or our actions, our behavior, until we get the results we're looking for, until we get what we want. But if it's as simple as that, right? If it's that easy, then why is change so difficult to achieve for so many of us, right? Including me. Why do so few of us actually succeed at it and sustain changes that we want to make in life? And what does it really take to make lasting changes once and for all? Well, the real key, as it turns out, to creating lasting changes of any kind requires that we understand three basic but specific rules about change, which is what we'll be looking at in today's episode, which was inspired by a great book called Switch by Chip and Dan Heath. Now, in the book, they talk about three surprising truths about change, or rules, rather, about change. And in the book, they dive deep into the science, the psychology behind changing things, and they kick off the book by talking about this classic behavioral study in which a group of moviegoers, right, were given different sized buckets of popcorn. And some of the people were given regular sized buckets of popcorn, while other people were given these huge, gargantuan sized buckets of popcorn. But in every case, the buckets contained way more popcorn than could be eaten by just one person alone, right? There was a lot of popcorn in every bucket, regardless of how big or small the size of that bucket was. Now, a funny little side note here, because the researchers wanted to remove taste, like the taste of the popcorn, from the equation, they didn't want that to be a factor in this experiment. They intentionally popped the popcorn several days earlier so it would taste terrible, so it would taste like styrofoam, you know, stale, but still edible, when they gave it to the moviegoers participating in the study. So, how much popcorn did they all eat, right? As it turns out, when the researchers weighed the buckets at the end of the movie, they found that people who were given larger buckets had actually eaten more popcorn, simply because the size of the bucket made eating more seem like it was necessary, right? The size of the bucket made eating more seem necessary. They didn't eat more popcorn because they themselves were careless, because they were unhealthy, because they were sloppy. They ate more popcorn simply because they were given bigger buckets, right? And they replicated the study over and over and over again on all sorts of different geographical, you know, sort of things and different demographics. They went everywhere and they replicated the study and they had the same findings, that the situation was affecting the behavior of the participants, right? It wasn't the person and their beliefs and their psychology that was having an impact on how much they ate. It was just because they were given bigger buckets. It was about the situation. Now, here's the interesting thing about it, though. Now, think about how often we tend to believe that the reverse is true. You know, we assume that most people would eat more popcorn or eat more whatever else because they're fat, because they're unhealthy, because they're greedy, whatever. When in fact, the real reason behind their overindulgence isn't any of those reasons at all. It's simply because the size of the bucket. It's all because of the size of the bucket that they were given. It's all because of the situation. The reason this popcorn study became so famous was because it illustrates an important, crucial rule about change at any level, individual, organizational, societal, cultural. When it comes to change, what looks like a people problem is often a situation problem. In other words, sometimes in order to change things, bad habits, behaviors, negative thought patterns, whatever it is, we need to think about whether we're setting the stage, right, for that change to occur successfully. We need to consider whether the situation is conducive to creating the changes we want. Otherwise, you know, we might end up eating way too much popcorn. But that's not the only key to creating lasting change. In order for change to occur, regardless of whether it's for yourself or other people, Chip and Dan write about, they tell us that we need to deal with it from three perspectives: emotional, rational, and as per the popcorn study we just talked about, situational. Again, if your goal is to create change, lasting change of any kind, you gotta deal with it from three different angles: the emotional mind, the rational mind, the situation itself. So to illustrate this point, they rely on this really cool little metaphor of a man leading an elephant along a narrow path. And so again, if your goal is to change, you want to keep this metaphor in mind, whether you're trying to create a personal change or you're trying to change in others, create change in other people. Here's what they tell us. You want to first direct the rational mind, that is the rider. Then you want to motivate the emotional mind, that would be the elephant in the metaphor. And then finally, you want to shape the surrounding environment, that is the path that the rider and the elephant are going down. Okay, so here's a quick little breakdown. So when you direct the rational mind, the rider, right, sitting on top of the elephant going down this narrow path, leading the elephant down this path, basically oftentimes what looks like resistance is often just a lack of clarity. Right? So for change to happen, we got to have a clear understanding of the facts. So for instance, if you can't get yourself motivated to change your eating habits, for instance, maybe it's just that you're not sure what the first simple step to take is. Maybe you need more clarity. Maybe you need to just break down a plan for yourself, even if it's a simple one. So the first thing you want to ask yourself is, hey, what do I need to know? What's the first thing I need to do here about creating a proper eating plan for myself? Right? And that'll get you motivated. Even if it's a small action, even if it's some super, super simple thing, just taking that one simple step and clarifying, clarity at any level, chunking down at any level, however simple, however small, is actually really big because it gets you moving. And once you get moving, then you get motivated. And that's when you start creating a habit. All right, that builds upon one another. Build, you know, small steps daily create long lasting change tomorrow. So over the long run. So let's talk about the next piece here. Motivating the emotional mind, that is the elephant. So the rational mind gets exhausted really quickly, right? That's the rider. And so to achieve success over the long run, you need to appeal to your emotions, right? So you think about, create powerful visuals, clear incentives for yourself, and comparisons of, you know, what your rewards are going to be if you eat healthy and create a proper diet plan, and what the negative consequences are going to be, right? Thinking in consequences, thinking in comparisons, creating powerful visuals in your mind of what you want to achieve, clear incentives. And so creating those comparisons and incentives and visuals to those, you know, around you in your environment can do wonders for motivating your emotional side, right? The emotional side of people. And then finally, you want to shape the surrounding environment, that is the path that you're going down, right? The situation. As we mentioned earlier, you know, what often looks like a people problem is actually a situational problem. What small changes can you make to influence your behavior, you know, of the elephant and the rider towards the changes that you want to see? So you want to create change, direct the rational mind, motivate the emotional mind, and shape your environment. So to give you a quick and simple, you know, easy example of actually how to do this, it would be, for instance, if you were trying to get in shape, right? The way that you would direct your rational mind, that is the rider, would be to create, you know, sit down, think about what you ideally would want to look like, or what health sort of levels that you want to actually, what health markers you want to push towards the positive that you want to make changes in. And so whatever health related changes you want to make, physical related changes you want to make, go ahead and think about rationally what you want to do there. What's the plan? What kind of plan do you want to create to make this happen? And then motivating the emotional mind, that is the elephant, you know, get yourself moving, working out, all that stuff, that happens by, you know, putting up, p- pictures of what your ideal physique would look like, by setting up reminders for yourself of how great you'll feel if you could lose those 20 pounds of fat, or if you could get your cholesterol down, or whatever it is that you want to do. And then finally, you want to shape your surrounding environment, right? Shape the path by just ridding your house, your pantry of junk food and crappy foods, by not driving by In-N-Out Burger on your way back home to work, because that would entice you into swinging in and just picking up a 2x2 and a plate of fries, right? So that's a simple example, which you can take this template, by the way, direct the rational mind, motivate the emotional mind, and shape the path. You could take this template and apply it to anything. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want the full book summary on this book, Switch by Chip and Dan Heath, you can pick that up over at getflashbooks.com. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.